Well, as we wrap up what's going on inside agriculture, definitely have to worry about the heat coming over the next few days in western North Dakota and western South Dakota, and of course, even in eastern North Dakota and eastern South Dakota, as temperatures are expected to be, believe it or not, in the upper 80s in our part of the world today, but we're looking at 90s in western South Dakota and western North Dakota. And then tomorrow, the mid to upper 90s, and in Montana, even into the triple digits. Well, high school career and technical ag education programs recently received a boost from the House of Representatives. The House has currently passed the Strengthening Career and Technical Education Act for the 21st century. The measure reauthorizes the Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Act. Director of Congressional Relations R.J. Carney has these comments.
High school career and technical education programs are vital for developing talent and leadership, especially needed in farming and agricultural services, and also in regards to building economic future in rural communities.
Well, that's R.J. Carney, Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation in Washington, D.C. That's a look at what's going on inside agriculture. Try to stay cool this weekend, and we will join you same time, same station on Monday. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.